Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a spiritual director and a member of her congregation's leadership team. Sister Judith Ann's preaching is entitled, The Protection of Children.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, though he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to those who will kill him, and 3 days after he will rise." But they did not understand what he was saying, and they were afraid to ask. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, they shall be last, and the servant of all." Then taking a child, he placed the child in their midst, and putting his arms around it, said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." And this is the gospel, the good news of our God. Jesus takes a child in his arm, I suppose showing us what melts his heart and how he wants us to look out for and protect children, all of us. As the proverb says, it takes a village to raise a child, reminding us we are all responsible for the well-being of our children. For the past few days here in New Zealand, I have been attending a conference of the bishops and congregational leaders. Our main focus was how to live contemplatively, especially at this time when we are facing into what most of you as listeners have already experienced, namely a royal commission. This commission is to investigate and explore the level of abuse of children and vulnerable adults over the past 50 years. Now, the research and data required, together with the financial demands on each diocese and religious congregation, may seem horrendous, yet it is nothing compared to the pain and psychological effects of this abuse on children. This is a time for deep contemplative listening and soul-searching as we hear the cries of the children, the abused, desperate for justice and to have their stories heard. No longer is the culture of silence and hidden abuse tolerable. No longer can we be afraid, like the disciples, to ask questions. If the church is to be healed, it must first face into the truths from the past, be purged, and all must be held accountable. In today's gospel, as we see Jesus putting his arms around a little child with love and protection, we notice how he affirms the child and challenges us as adults to receive children in his name. The disciples have been arguing among themselves as to who is the greatest, a topic, I suppose, which demonstrates something of what lies deep in their hearts. Jesus is not interested in greatness. He lives as a servant, caring for and loving the other, especially the vulnerable. And he desires we do the same. Before I attended the conference, I spent a few days with my sister and brother-in-law. They have 10 grandchildren. And as I watched the children come regularly to visit Granny and Papa, I was so moved with the tender love and care each child received. For their part, the children seemed so secure and happy, knowing they are loved no matter what. Yes, they thrive when loved, respected, affirmed, and been given boundaries. No wonder Jesus had such harsh warnings for anyone who scandalizes a little child. Better for them if they had a millstone placed around their necks and be thrown into the sea. Let us today allow our minds and hearts to gaze on the children of our world, of our country, of our town, of our families, children who are suffering from lack of love and care. As we experience the pain of seeing children abused, hungry, crying out for attention, homeless, longing to be held and loved, may we find our own hearts expanding and growing more attentive in compassion, a compassion that will give us a voice to speak out and to have this situation dealt with, healed, so that all can live in freedom and love. Amen.